This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Hillary says, if it's broke, I'll fix it. Hillary Clinton, in a 1-2 punch, has now laid out her prescription for the U.S. economy. She says it's not about one-liners or fancy slogans, but her slogan seems to be, if it's broke, I'll fix it. She's positioning herself not exactly as the leader of the free world, but as the Maytag repairman, a modern-day Rosie Riveter with a tool belt strapped around her waist. She's not making the mistake of overpromising in her campaign pledges. In fact, it was hard to pick through the reports of her economic speech and find many promises at all. Reportedly, she might try to get more people overtime, but that's an Obama policy and DOL rule that's still being absorbed by workers and businesses. What would that be exactly? Something over 50,000 rather than the current 47,000 number? No revolution there. Another bone she threw out to workers is that she will do more to police and enforce wage and hour rules to curtail wage theft. Sounds good, but I'm pretty sure that would involve some serious beefing up of the Department of Labor's wage and hour division and its personnel. And given how badly this area has atrophied over the last 30-odd years, amen to that. I'm also pretty sure it would take a congressional appropriation that would actually give the DOL money to finally do that job. And I'm not sure there are many Republican congressmen in the majority that are looking to muscle up on small and medium-sized businesses. She says she'll renegotiate some of the trade pacts. As most of us know by now, anything that has to do with trade negotiation takes forever. So she might be messing with that assignment deep into a second term if she were able to win one. No holding our breath on that either. She says there are fix-it-quick deals she can make that would perk the economy up with massive infrastructure investments. That's a well-traveled road from the Obama administration as well, and sounds good, but it's hard to believe there's a real deal there with Congress either, other than the usual, when we say infrastructure, they say pork. Oh, she also says she'll get something going on immigration reform. I'm hearing Trump's hateration as a soundtrack on this one, which, win or lose, is likely to continue to make a lot of conservative congressmen timid here on real reform, unless this is just a sop she's throwing to Silicon Valley in its special pleading to bring in more foreign engineers to play with computers and code. Okay, so this is thin soup so far. She's saying she's feeling your pain and grabbing her tool belt, but still talking about fulfilling pretty small work orders. She adds, according to the New York Times, that's not a problem, though, because she will campaign and govern with a 5-point plan. That's not a problem. Drawn by subject area experts, incorporating a full range of potential legislative and administrative tools available to the next president. Wow. I'd like to meet the person who takes either comfort or inspiration from a future 5-point plan drawn up by subject area experts. There's leading from behind, but I'm not sure that American workers and wannabe workers are ready to be happy with her being this far behind. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.